This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you're at SHOT Show, they are booth number 13853 and 15243. They are veteran-owned, and, their parts just work. In Washington, D.C., which is a democratically run city there, crime is on the rise. Just like all other big Democrat-run cities. So the community leaders of said Democrat-run city have come up with this new plan to fight homicide, to mitigate homicide, to address the rising violent crime, specifically homicide. And they're going to simply remind people that they're not to kill each other. They're going to deploy red cardboard signs with big white letters stating, "Thou shalt not kill," in large white letters. They're going to be posted around D.C. in case a would-be murderer were not deterred enough by the fact that homicide is illegal. Eric Erickson of Red State fame, he tweeted, "If you don't fear the God of the universe, not sure why you'd respect his commandments." Now, according to local WTOP News, the Anacostia Coordinating Council's Executive Director, Philip Pannell, is one such leader to launch the new sign campaign this week. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is providing 1,000 of the posters, and the owner of the local Busboys and Poets restaurant chain committed to printing 2,000 that will be distributed to Washingtonians. Now, they admit openly that these posters aren't actually going to dissuade would-be or established criminals from continuing to murder their fellow citizens. Pannell told WTOP that rather than curbing homicides, he's hoping the signs espousing the Sixth Commandment will reinvigorate discussion about stopping gun violence. Conversation about how many people are being killed in Washington, D.C. Well, you know, talk is cheap, and it's not like D.C. needs a brain trust to figure out there's a problem with crime or how to fix it. The way to fix crime is to make crime not pay, to make crime expressly prohibitive to doing. So stop, you know, in other words, stop being soft on crime. But the nation's capital has always been enacting policies that are softer on crime, not tougher, amid completely unacceptable violence, according to the D.C. police chief. In 2022, the nation's capital ended the year with 203 homicides, an 11% decrease from 2021's 226 victims, but 2023 has already seen 40% more homicides than at this point in 2022. And as was reported in November, the D.C. City Council moved ahead with a complete overhaul of the capital's criminal code. Their so-called reform eliminates all mandatory minimum sentences except for first-degree murder and expands the ability of people serving prison sentences to petition a judge for early release. While those convicted of crimes including burglary, robbery, carjacking, and illegally carrying a gun face lesser penalties. if you were looking for more evidence that commanding signs aren't a fix for rising crime, the current distribution of posters isn't the first time the D.C. streets have seen such activism. According to Panel, the signs also made an appearance some three decades ago at the height of the crack epidemic, when we were also experiencing violence and homicides. He also added that the revived grassroots effort is something I think most people in the city can agree with, and this is something they can support. You know, that in and of itself is the most asinine statement I've ever heard. Have you ever seen a regular, normal, law-abiding person going, you know, I'd like to see a few more homicides? You ever seen that? I'd like to see a few more, you know, smash and grabs, a few more assaults with deadly weapons. You don't. But what I would really rather see is I would rather see them, and it's easily done, right? It has nothing to do with the tool. It has nothing to do with the color of their skin. It has everything to do with simply going after the criminal. After going, you know, when a criminal commits a crime, you forget about all of the other factors. You focus on the crime and the person that committed it, and you put them in the place they need to be. So cracking down on crime is the way to go. And that would, in turn, just like concealed carry does, it would create this specter of the fact that you can't be committing crimes in this place because they will be coming for you. Many Washington parks and transit hubs like the Union Station have been turned into lawless locales with shootings and stabbings occurring regularly. And yet the D.C. Council keeps reducing penalties to deter criminals in the first place or get them off the street after convictions. See, I'm not going to SHOT Show primarily for logistical reasons. I mean, I do this daily. And if I drive, there's going to be 2 days that I'm not doing this. And then while I'm there, there's going to be however many days I'm there that I'm not doing this. And then when I come back, there's going to be, so it'd be basically 2 weeks of replays. And I don't want to do 2 weeks of replays. So logistically speaking, I'm not going. One of the things I will be missing, though, is the homelessness that's happening. With homelessness, there's always a drug issue with homelessness because most of these communities get out there and they do some sort of okay. I mean, you look at some of the stuff they try to put together and the money they spend doing it, you're like, wow, that's a waste. But they find a way to provide shelter to these people. But the people that remain homeless and on the street are primarily doing that because the shelters have rules. So they want to do the drugs. We know that 82% of all violence involving a gun involves drugs. Whether it's people trying to get drugs or people trying to sell drugs or people trying to take over a place where it's selling drugs. So it all comes down to drugs. So in Vegas right now, because they have a lot of stuff like this, I mean, the parking lots are just full of people selling meth, selling fentanyl. I don't care to put up with that, so I didn't go. I'm not going. Happening in D.C. too, and they're putting up signs. They won't do nothing. They won't do nothing. And getting out there and saying, well, we want, they're always trying to find a way to infringe on rights. So they've come up with this. They're using this is something they do with the Constitution all the time. Now they're using the Bible. They weaponize the Bible to try to create this consensus that this right is good and this right is bad and all these other things. And that's not what rights are about. Rights are not about popularity. They're not about polls. They're not about surveys. They're not about studies. They just are. And the one solution that they have readily available, which is cracking down on crime, they're not taking it up. They're not doing it. You know, they had BLM, Black Lives Matter, they had that all over the place, and we know what they are now. We know what the organization is. Of course, Black Lives Matter, Pink Lives Matter, Yellow Lives Matter, Plaid Lives Matter, whatever little slogan you want to put up there, Human Life Matters. I don't play the ID politics game, and they do, and they're out there, and right now, in these Democrat cities, I feel bad for the people that live there because they are at the mercy of governments that are completely non-responsive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision. USA.com. And find them at booth, what is it? 13853 at SHOT Show, if you're at SHOT Show. The North Stokes High School baseball team in Danbury, North Carolina, is once again raffling off seven very nice guns in a fundraising effort sold through Betty's Outdoors. The drawing will be held on March 10th, 2023. Keep in mind that the prizes can be picked up or traded for actual cash value for other items from Betty's Outdoors, Inc. And since they are an FFL, all applicable laws will be strictly followed. And, well, for me, you know, my first thought is, where can I buy a ticket? Or, you know, and then after that, since I don't know where it is and I can't probably buy a ticket, I'm like, so what? Good on you. So, that's all there is for me. And, but not for the collectivist Karens of the fascist far left, who will exploit any opportunity to complain about our common sense civil rights. Anybody with a heart, a soul, and a sense of decency knows that you don't lose your rights just because some criminal does something wrong. It's never been that way. It's never going to be that way. It's always bad news when the cancel culture crosses paths with constitutionally affirmed civil rights. When the cancelers decided that we have to be subject to collective punishment due to the crimes of a few mass murderers. It's the same old story about the far-left media in high dudgeon complaining about fundraising for a sports team. One criticism found on the web went into excruciating detail about how this came from the complainer's attention in a shadow play for a two-bit spycraft that implies that the far-left purveyors of cancel culture are the true victims. The author of the piece describes a plain white letter envelope, handwritten label, and no return address. These are the tools of tipsters fearful of reprisal or recrimination. Inside this was a photocopy of a flyer advertising a fundraiser for the North Stokes High School baseball team. Raffle tickets, $10 a pop, are being sold. Seven guns, three pistols, three rifles, and a shotgun are billed as the headlining prizes. Three pistols suitable for concealed carry and target shooting, three rifles, all bolt action designed for sport hunting, and one 20-gauge shotgun suitable for shooting clays, hunting, small game, and yes, home defense. Of course, the infiltrator was just relaying the facts that can easily be found with a casual internet search. You don't have to travel. The prizes are actually a Savage Camo 17 HMR bolt action rifle, a Glock 30, Generation 4, 45 ACP, Springfield Hellcat, 9mm, Sig Sauer P365, 9mm, Browning AB3 Stalker 270 bolt action rifle, and a Bergara B14 Wilderness 6.5 Creedmoor bolt action rifle. And the rest of the tirade from the Intrepid Reporter is the usual litany of leftist tropes questioning the validity of constitutionally protected products and basic human rights because of feelings. We're supposed to collectively pay for the crimes of a few mass murderers. And the collectivist controllers are always sure to take advantage of every tragedy, ghoulishly exploiting someone else's pain for their political gain, especially if they can use it to grab your guns. Why? We could ask why they don't hold themselves responsible for the massive fentanyl crisis born of Biden's wide-open border policy. You know, they care about dead children only when they can exploit an issue to attack our common sense civil rights. But I digress. Leftists are ever the victim minority and the self-righteous majority. I got to figure out how that one works out. That makes my brain hurt. They're both the cancel culture enforcers and the oppressed when they don't get their way. And somehow they think their cultural dictatorship should rule the day. And if they don't approve of your right to defend yourself, then mere pieces of metal, plastic, and wood should be banished from our society. They go after these events to turn people away from exercising their basic human and civil rights. And for people who regularly lie with their labeling and falsely call themselves liberals, they don't especially care about individual liberty. Thus, the pro-freedom right should always push back by publicizing these events and having them go viral in response, as a way of showing the fascist far left that it doesn't get to dictate our cultural norms or our common sense civil rights. So pass the word along for these types of fundraisers, and if you can, buy a ticket. You might win a gun. I don't know. I have a, you know, anytime this happens, they always get the reverse of their desired effect. They want people to turn away from guns, and then when they do this, people turn towards guns just as hard as they can. Just as hard as they can. They're probably going to sell Fast and Furious now. We have to stand up to cancel culture. The problem that we face today, for the most part, is that some of us, we don't like to get into these sort of confrontations because we're afraid of where it might go. And that's an issue. That's a big issue. Because we cannot be afraid of that. We have to confront this full on. Because they're going to continue coming after this. This is never going to go away. I had a discussion today with somebody. And the general consensus that I'm seeing right now is with the Republicans in charge of the House and with the Senate the way it's set up, there's not going to be any federal gun control. And that is probably true. So all the stuff that Biden wants to do, he's going to have to do through the ATF. He's already done the, you know, and I'm not going to get into the details of this right now, but he's already had the ATF do something about the stabilizing braces now on these AR-15 type pistols, semi-automatic pistols. And, you know, we'll see where that goes. That's not just going to happen. It's going to get challenged. It's going to get taken to court. And for all I know, it will simply go away, just like the bump stock. I said the bump stock would be back. I've been saying it for a couple of years now. And the bump stock is, in fact, back. And it will end up having to go to the Supreme Court because now you have the dueling circuit courts. There will be certain circuit courts who will uphold this rule. But the first time you have one that doesn't, then you're going to have dueling circuit courts, and then it has to go to the Supreme Court. We know where they're going to go on this. They have stated categorically that the Second Amendment is not a second-class right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA News Update. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast. There he said we should be following Dr. King's teachings and words.
Dr. King's life and legacy, in my view, show us the way forward.
We just have to look back. We got to be prepared.
He also explained how much his administration has done for minorities. Six people are dead after a shooting in the California town of Goshen, southeast of Fresno. Two of the victims, a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby. Police believe there are at least two suspects who were involved in this shooting, which they say is gang-related. TikTok has now been at least partially banned from government devices in more than half of the United States. The Chinese-linked video app is being targeted over security concerns. According to a CNN analysis, governors and state agencies have taken aim at the app because they're concerned user data could be stolen. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision USA. .com. If you're going to SHOT Show, check them out at booth 13853. Tell them Bill Frady sent you. I'd appreciate it. This past week, Democrat Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, you know, he just passed an assault weapons ban, as he calls them. I call them personal defense weapons. He calls them assault weapons. And law enforcement is saying, we're not going to enforce that. He don't like that much. How dare you? How dare you defy the governor? I am the governor. The main man. The big cheese. The grand poobah. So now he's threatening to fire police officers in the state who do not enforce a newly enacted law that, bans these weapons that were last week legal. Now they're not. And rapid firing devices, whatever that is. Which that may mean all semi-automatic guns. And the fact is that, yes, there are people who are trying to politically grandstand, this is what he said, who want to make a name for themselves by claiming they will not comply. But the reality is that the state police is responsible for enforcement, as are all law enforcement, and they will, in fact, do their job or they won't be in their job. I don't know how that works with the sheriff's department, though. I don't know if he can roll in and do that. This is called the Protect Illinois Communities Act, and it passed both chambers of the Illinois General Assembly. It bans semi-automatic sporting rifles, as well as high-capacity magazines and rapid-firing devices, whatever those are. The ban impacts 2.5 million legal gun owners in the state. Pritzker, in an out-and-out lie, this isn't a lie, because this only affects the law-abiding. Remember this, that only affects the law-abiding. Okay? He stated, for too long, people have lived in fear of being gunned down in schools while worshiping at celebrations or in their own front yards. This legislation will stop the spread of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and switches, and make our state a safer place for all. I guess he's referring to the 3D printing switches, which, how's that going to work, Gov? How are you going to ban that? He added, no Illinoisian, no matter their zip code, should have to go through life fearing their loved one could be the next in an ever-growing list of victims of mass shootings. Well, I hate to tell you this, but first of all, you're not going to stop nothing. This stops no crime. None. As a matter of fact, it will open it up. After the legislation passed, sheriffs in parts of the state said they will not enforce it because these guys are looking at people that, you know, sheriffs get elected, right? They seek votes. They're not appointed. They're not hired. They don't audition for it. They go through a campaign. They get elected. And because of this, some of these guys know their communities, you know. That's the way that's supposed to sort of work. According to Chicago outlet Fox 32, McHenry County Sheriff Rob Tadelman said that his office will not enforce the law, describing it as a clear violation of the Second Amendment. He said, part of my duties that I accepted upon being sworn into office was to protect the rights provided to all of us in the Constitution. The right to keep and bear arms for defense of liberty, life, and property is regarded as an inalienable right by the people. Several other county sheriffs from across the state shared that they will not enforce the law, noting that it clearly violates the U.S. Constitution. For all of you out there, they wonder how come cops don't uphold their oath. That's because cops are hired. They're not elected. The oath that they take is between you and them, but they work for a police agency unless they work in a sheriff's department. There, the sheriff sort of sets that agenda. Sometimes that's not good. Sometimes that could be bad, but in this particular case, where these guys are simply saying, well, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and this is unconstitutional. Well, it's a very good development. Greene County Sheriff Rob McMillan wrote that he would not enforce the ban, noting that he believes that this stance will be the stance of many other sheriffs throughout the state of Illinois. Leading up to the ban, of course, firearms sales spiked. At Max and Shooter Supplies in Des Plaines, Illinois, handgun sales doubled and rifle sales were 10 times what they were over the past year in the days leading up to the gun ban. Store owner Dan Eldridge told the outlet there's been quite a rush of people trying to get in under the wire. Obviously, the law-abiding gun owners are concerned and they're voting with their wallets. Eldridge is also the president of a state association of gun owners and told the outlet that he will hold on to his now illegal stock until he can sell it again. Eldridge and other pro-Second Amendment supporters plan to pursue legal action against the gun control law. Mr. Eldridge said the gun rights people are going to win. The law infringes on constitutionally protected activity. And he's right. A little snippet. I saw this and I just said, okay, I got to talk about this. Right now, all the powers that be want you to go to a very environmentally unfriendly electric car. It's unfriendly because of what it takes to build it, and it's unfriendly over what it becomes when when the battery's no longer any good. So they're not friendly at all. You'd have to drive it for a very, very long time. They're not going to last that long. Now, because nobody asked for it, now there's something coming for the fishermen and the recreational boaters in the U.S. So they're going to come out with some electric boats with a range of 2 hours at the high speed of 23 miles per hour. Maybe Biden and the Democrats can start another slush fund for their political supporters to install charging stations at lakes and the seas. They also start at $400,000. I guess that the Democrats could push a bill out there. Well, they can't now because of the House, but That would offset that with another bill and a $350,000 tax credit, only eligible to people making under $200,000. But the other problem, you know, a boat has to be buoyant. And these are heavy. And one of the problems with their range is if they put a battery big enough to have a longer range in them, they will probably sink. Last week in Vegas was the CES show. And electric-powered boats created a splash. Swedish company Candela this week unveiled an 8.5-meter electric-powered hydrofoil speedboat that can cruise for over 2 hours at 20 knots. The rising fuel costs and environment-related concerns have boosted global entrepreneurial efforts to roll out electric-powered boats, and the innovation is furthered up with sleek designs that lift the hull above the water's surface at higher speeds. But at roughly $400,000, neither the C8 nor the Navier's N30 is aiming to replace the aluminum boat used to fish on the lake. Multiple media reports describe them as Teslas of the sea, with hopes that what starts off as a luxury vehicle could eventually help transform the marine industry. These early electric boat models, however, are expensive, heavy, and could instill more serious range anxiety. Where are you going to go when your range is 50 miles? Do you remember in Florida, after the hurricane went through, all of those Teslas that were saturated in salt water, do you remember them exploding? How would you like to go out and purposely buy something that you're going to put in salt water with the expectation that at some point there's going to be any little puncture in that hull where you begin to take on water, and now you're not just taking on water, you've got a fuse that is burning under your hull and it's going to explode any minute. And how much crude oil product is required to mine the materials needed for these batteries? And all of the elites that are advocating for this stuff, they're buying jets. They're buying jets and banning gas stoves. Now, when Bill Gates and Bloomberg and John Kerry and Al Gore, when they get rid of their mansions and jets and yachts, I will buy, well, you know, I drive a 2021 Ford F-150 gasoline-powered truck out of spite. And we still haven't seen any scientific data that states that, you know, we actually do anything about that. And I'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You can find them, if you're on the SHOT Show, at booth 13853. Tell them Bill sent you. Here's the problem, and all of these things play into this idea of crime and raising yourself up. Now, in the United States today, most of the crime is brought on by drugs. Most of the people that are addicted to drugs live in poverty. A lot of America lives in poverty in the inner cities, right? Poverty is a problem. Now, since they always like to, you know, and this is all going somewhere, so stick with me on this. The United Kingdom, the island nation, right? The United Kingdom accounts for 2% of all greenhouse gases on the planet today. Anything they do to negate it, if the United Kingdom were to sink into the ocean today, it does nothing overall. The problem is not the industrialized nations. The problem is not stop your gas-burning car or your gas stove or your cows or, you know, any of this other stuff. It's not that you don't eat bugs. The problem is poverty and governments and the way they pursue things. Now, I'll tell you a story. The leader of China, for example. In China, you have about 120 million people who suffer from malnourishment. And I'm not talking, you know, when I say they don't have enough food, I'm not saying that they don't get croissants with their breakfast. I'm saying that they are suffering from malnourishment and all of the physiological things that happen due to that. The leader of China today is Xi Jinping. And his family was destroyed by the revolution. He was a boy when the revolution began. And he was taken from his family, and he had to live in a cave for X amount of time as a child growing up. And with all of these things in his way, he clawed his way up the hierarchy of Chinese politics, of Chinese communist politics. And now he is the leader of communist China. Do you think an individual who's gone through all of that is going to be concerned with industrializing his country? Do you believe that? Do you believe that given the fact that all of these things that they're trying to do are going to impact and cause poverty, that they're not taking us to utopia? They're taking us to hell. The problem is that the people in these nations that are the primary polluters, that have a higher percentage of greenhouse gases, which don't really do that much, right? They don't. It's not as bad as they make it out to seem. Your car today, if you're driving a combustion-fueled car that, you bought fairly recently. I mean, my 1999 Ford Expedition ran very clean. It wasn't burning a heavy mixture or anything. It didn't smell like gas when you were behind it. It wasn't belching smoke, and that's just because I took care of it. You changed oil, did all the things you got to do to it. Cars can last for a very, very long time. The 2021 Ford F-150, the only time I see anything coming out is when it's cold. That's very quiet, very clean. You cannot force people to give up what they have. In the industrialized nations, and see, this is the way it is. See, with the World Economic Forum, what they want to do is they're doing this all in the name of saving Gaia, for example. So they don't mind if they do it under a gun. They're advocating for fewer people on the planet. They're advocating for nobody eating meat. Ultra green stuff. And the green part of it is actually the money going in their pockets, because they're the ones that would benefit from it. You and I mean, they're buying jets. They go all over the place. They live in gigantic homes. They do not lead by example. They will tell you why they don't. They'll say, I'm far too important and far too well known to fly commercially. I don't know. I mean, if this is the thing, if it is such an emergency, we would see something happen. Right now, it would not be a choice if it was an emergency. If it was an emergency, you, at the point of a gun, you would be being held to, cooking with some sort of a flame, and we'd have to go to bed at night because we wouldn't be allowed to burn anything for light. I don't know what would happen. If it were the kind of emergency they are describing, society would fracture. Because really, truly, the governing people, the people put in places of, quote, leadership, end quote, they actually exist at the pleasure of us. Because were we to ever really turn on them, there is no way to stop it. The problem is getting everybody to coalesce around that idea. But there's really no way for them to stop it. So, you can't expect people. Everybody wants to improve their lot in life. All these places where they have big drug cartels and everything else, where the only business they can be in, where they can make any money at all, is in the drug cartel. Most people don't want to be involved in that. I mean, right now in Britain, the big thing in Britain is ketamine. They snort ketamine. The people snorting ketamine know they need to give up ketamine, and they can't. They can't. And when you look at them, they're going back and forth, back and forth, their whole day, just snorting ketamine. They have no time for work. They have no time to be productive. They have no time for relationships. They live in poverty. So, poverty and drugs are the big issues. The way government reacts to it is telling, because they have thrown a lot of money at it. That didn't work. Gun control doesn't work. We know that. Gun control doesn't work at all. So all these things that they put in place, while they're trying to tell you that if we don't do this right now, we're all going to die, that's a lie. Because it's just not going to happen that way. Period. Just not going to happen that way. So when you see them and they come out and they're talking about climate change and all these other things, just remember this. The very same things that cause crime are the things that people are not going to put up with for very long. And these nations where they have this going on, and you know, in China is a pretty good example. Most of Africa, right? The places where they would sell you the, quote, carbon credit from. They don't have industrialization yet, but they're coming. India doesn't care about the green agenda. They are not going to be dissuaded from rising up out of poverty. A lot of people, hundreds of millions of people live in poverty in India. Just not going to happen. So all of these nations that are very industrialized, that have figured out the thing, they're not the problem. The problem is not the problem. The problem is the power grab, the total control that they seek. Think about that. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.